Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just wonder if Colwell does have this conversation with Pochettino and for whatever reason, whether it be doesn't quite get the promises that he wants, or as you mentioned there is the interest in Liverpool and his head has completely turned already. How do you think Chelsea would go about it then? Because Chelsea are a strange club at the best of times, and I'm not quite sure where they're at now in terms of their evolution since the Abramovich era, but I wonder, would they play hardball with someone like Colwell, or would they be willing to sell him if he does turn around and say, I need to move, I want to move? What do Chelsea do in that case?
It's a good question. One I can't answer for definite, but I think I could see them playing hardball, to be honest, because, and almost, you know, bank on them coming to a sort of compromise with Colwell, because he's still got 2 years left to... It's not a long time, but, you know, there's still time to figure things out. I think they probably would sell, but would try and price teams out of it almost. Kind of like what they were doing with Mason Mount this summer. I don't think they ever really expected Manchester United to sort of pay that much. They were almost trying to price him out, and they end up did. So, yeah, I could see Chelsea asking for, you know, a ridiculous amount for him. I think Brighton offered somewhere near 50 million in their second bid, and that was, you know, not considered anywhere near enough. So it's scary, the sort of figures that Chelsea would ask for Colwell. And I can't really see any club paying it, because I think we're talking anywhere upwards of 80 million. I really do. And yeah, but that's how highly they rate him and how much they don't want to let him go. But, you know, you know yourself, if a player starts kicking up fuss and doesn't want to be there, then no matter what clubs say, their stance does soften a bit. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. But I think they'd have to go out and sign a replacement as well, because, like I said, Pochettino sort of wants two on each side. And Chalobah and Thiago Silva can both play there. But I don't think that, you know, natural left centre-backs. And Thiago Silva as well, he's not been as good in a four as he has a three, partly still of his age, I guess. He's 38 now. So I think they'd have to go out and sign a left-sided centre-back. They've just sold Koulibaly. So I don't think they would have done that unless they were confident that, you know, Cole will be playing for them that season.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and you mentioned some of the fees there. It's definitely upwards of 50, 100%. I don't think that gets the deal done by any stretch of imagination. And it's interesting, I spoke to David Lynch last week, and he essentially said if Liverpool even got the slightest inclination that Colwell move could happen, they would be willing to pay big for him. So it'd be interesting to see how that develops. I hope it does happen, to be honest with you. And there's reports in Football London, and it suggested, and it kind of reaffirmed what we knew about Liverpool's interest, and they claimed that multiple inquiries have been made. Can you tell us anything you know on Liverpool sort of making their stance clear on this situation?
Yeah, so I heard at the start of the summer that Liverpool just asked, like, tentatively, sort of, I don't know how it went down. I don't know if it was over a phone call, face to face, or whatever. I don't know that, but Liverpool asked Chelsea, you know, what their situation with Colwell is. He's got 2 years left in his contract. Is he going to go out on loan again? Chelsea were just like, no, he's ours, he's staying. And then literally the start of last week, so probably around this time, Monday or Tuesday, I don't know the exact day, Liverpool asked again. Probably a different question, probably like, why hasn't it been sorted yet? You know, why is there still interest or whatever? But yeah, Liverpool really do want him, and them and Brighton have sort of been the clubs talked about the most with Colwell this summer. Brighton have obviously put two bids in, but I guess Liverpool won't put a bid in until they sort of know that it would be accepted. So yeah, like David Lynch said, if they can get any sort of encouragement, which to be honest, unfortunately for your viewers, does seem quite unlikely, then perhaps they will go and put a bid in and test the waters. But yeah, we us Chelsea journalists get briefed a lot from people at the club, and they've consistently told us this summer that he's untouchable, basically. They won't sell him, that they rate him that highly. He's probably someone who could be considered a future captain of the club. He's been called a lot by people around Chelsea as the next John Terry. So that's how highly they rate him. But like I said, the conversations he has with Pochettino, his family, whatever, they're the important ones, because that's the only way I could sort of see a Colwell leaving Chelsea this summer. I don't know. It won't be the club's decision.
No, definitely. Absolutely crucial days coming up. And we had a similar situation with Ryan Gravenberch quite recently as well. And sort of, we wanted to make that deal happen. He wanted assurance over his future. It's all gone quiet on that now. I don't think Liverpool were willing to wait as long as it might have took to get Gravenberch potentially. But with someone like Colwell, it feels like we might be willing to wait that little bit longer for that conversation to be had and sort of strike if possible after that. And if not, we'll have to move on to different defensive targets, of course. Just finally, Bobby, before I let you go, I've got to ask you, and it sounds like to me, I'm not going to get the answer I want here from what you've just said, but if you had to sort of stick your neck on the line now and tell Liverpool-Chelsea first game of the season, who will Levi Colwell be lining up for?
Yeah, sorry, mate. I imagine Chelsea, just from what I get told. And yeah, I'd imagine Chelsea, unfortunately. But, you know, what a story that would be if he was returning Stamford Bridge at Liverpool.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed that little section of my conversation with the brilliant Bobby Vincent from Football London. Now, if you want to watch the entire show, head to redmenplus.com and sign up as a club legend or a club captain. And to let you into a little secret, if you sign up as a club captain yearly and use the code Bobby, you will get 50% off an entire year's worth of content. So get over there and get it done.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.